9 million since 2007.
Jacob.
David.
Okay, so in terms of the facts, right?
Turn on
the
computer. In terms of the facts, what's that little holder you have?
The little holder.
Oh, for your belt?
Yeah. Also, there's like an arm thing that you could go on to. Yeah.
So in terms of the facts, let's clarify some of the facts, because it does seem like a machlokus and metzius, right? So, no, factually, did that Hevel kill it or not? Did the Hevel kill it or not? Because it does sound like that's what they're arguing about. Rava is pretty clear. Rava keeps saying the Hevel had nothing to do with it. And Abaye is saying, no, the Hevel did have something to do with it.
Right. But have to do with the fact that he's alive, or have to do with the fact that he killed it?
Sounds like the argument whether it killed it. I'm just saying the flame shot
right.
leads to that question of what is the
Hevel killed it, then why would you return it? You punch it.
The Hevel killed it?
Because then that's demonstrating that the Hevel didn't.
Right.
Isn't Rabbi saying that the no matter what killed it, the
Malchamavis, which is not Hevel.
He sends it back to the house or punch it.
No, it was just the flame shot. Rashi's saying, Abaye is saying, Yuchayev, because the Hevel killed it and you let it go into the Agam. So you're a Poshea. And Rava says, no, the Hevel didn't kill it, so who cares where it was?
Well, they don't say Vada. I mean, he says Shema.
You guys are really funny, you know? You guys are really funny. Yesterday, when we're trying to go through the plain facts, everyone keeps saying, what happened? Did the Hevel kill it? Today I'm trying to explain why it's not a question. Everyone's jumping, it's not a question. Okay. So, we're just one day out of sync, that's all. So, so it's clear from the Ritva and the Rush, like you guys are saying now, right? That, I mean, the Ritva sums it up very clearly, right? And he says, we don't really know if the Hevel killed it or not. We do know that there is, we do know there is Hevel in the swamp. Certainly more than there is in your backyard. But we don't really know if that was a contributing factor or not. We don't know. So Abaye is saying, those are the facts, right? Those are the facts. And Rava and the Rush explains further that everybody would agree, right, if you just took it there to the Agam under your own care. You said that the cow needs a little exercise. I'm going to take it for a walk in the swamp. Right? And then it died in the swamp, nobody would say that's a poshea. Right? So you see, even when Abaye says you're a poshea for letting it go into the agam, and it doesn't really mean the agam per se is the pshia, in terms of the hevel. Right? The pshia is the tchilas, because then it will be sofo the pshia. It wouldn't be... it's true, he says that, but it's not a real pshia. That's why the Rush is trying to find a way to express it. It's not a pshia gemura, right? Abaye is not saying it's tchilas of the pshia and sofo the pshia, because then doesn't mean a real pshia gemura, because then even if you took it there, then why does that have to be this case where it was where it wasn't nol karoi in the beginning?
What constitutes right? Pshia gemura?
Pshia Gemura, it's a good question what constitutes it, but he's saying you can know if it's Pshia Gemura if you took it there yourself and it died, and you'd be chayev for that. But nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying that you'd be chayev just for taking the cow to the Agam. It's only because it was not Noal Karoi and there was a danger of Ganavim and then it died in the Agam. But just Stam, if you took it to the Agam, Pshia Gemura would mean it's a real significant threat. Nobody's saying that the Agam is a significant threat. Like they say in America, it's would a prudent man take his cow to the Agam? Right? So a prudent, reasonable man would, so then it's not Pshia.
Cat swimming in the grounds.
Cows swim?
No. I don't know.
That's
cattle can swim. Cattle can swim. I think so.
Okay.
What? Their tail?
Yeah. Did you see City Slickers?
Play Oregon Trail.
All right. It's a matter of buoyancy.
It was awesome.
It's a matter of buoyancy. Okay.
They have a lot of gas.
Correct. Okay. So it's very difficult. So that's the fact. Those are the facts. So that's we don't have that problem, but that puts us into the svara problem. So in this type of a question, this type of a gemara, it's very difficult to grab the problem by the horns. Like it keeps moving. Like, where is the problem exactly? You can read one side, that sounds good. You can read Rava's side, that sounds good. And then you say, well, what are they arguing about exactly? If they're not arguing factually, so where are they arguing? So let's be careful. Let's carefully review all of the sides and look for clues. We have to look for some clues to uncovering what they're really arguing about. Okay, but the first step is to take each side and try to understand each side as much as we can. And then maybe we'll try to compare them and find the source of the differences. Yeah.
Didn't we say yesterday that the way the opening to this machlokas would be to understand the normal case of Tehillah and Shavuot Sefer Levinis?
Well, I said that, but then we said you got to understand each one's way of looking at Tehillah and Shavuot Sefer Levinis.
Okay.
Right? So that's what we're going to try to do. Okay. But, okay, so let's take a look again. So what is Abaye? Let's take Abaye first. Abaye holds that if you learn Tchilas of Mashiach V'Sofa Ba'onis properly, then what? Then you'll know that this case is definitely Chayev. Now he says what? He says, Lo mi boi leman da'omar lekoman b'pyrkin gabi ahu da'osu zuzi da'pikadam b'tzarifa da'orvani da'vi p'shi'usa l'gabi nura un'tirusa l'inyin ganavi. So then what? V'ignov. Yeah, v'ignov. V'gnevel y'gabi shomar chinam onesu. So certainly if you hold by the case of the case on Membez, by the bird trap. Certainly, if you hold by the case on Membez, that what? That over there, it was a good... Right, that was a good case. That was what?
Fire.
It was a pshia by the fire, and a shmira by the geneva, and nonetheless, we say you're chayav. So then certainly you say over here. I mean, okay, we'll just take that. Okay? They're not going to explain, each side is not really going to explain the side that is...
In agreement.
That is in agreement over there. They're only going to explain the other side, but it would stand to reason that they're going to really understand, you know, each side, the whole thing is going to be different for each side. All right, I'm sorry, very confusing. So, Ela fiul lamandam ha-pater ha-cho ha-chayev. Ela fiul lamandam ha-pater, even the one who says over there that you're pater, ha-cho, you're going to say chayev. So now we have to concentrate. Why? So over there, when the guy was a shomer, he was guarding the money, and what did he do? He put it in the bird cage, the bird trap. Isaac put it in the bird trap. So he's saying what? He's saying, how do we evaluate this guy? How do we evaluate his maisa?
He's saying you did a good shmir against the neighbor.
So how do we evaluate the maisa? Right.
Many different
shmirs of all.
Many different shmirs.
We evaluate the shmir separately. Right? We'll evaluate the shmir separately. We'll say he's doing a shmir for fire and a shmir for geneva. Okay?
Not according to the first guy.
The one who says that you're putter. No, I'm saying the one who says putter. Right? I feel the man a putter. Even the one over there says putter. Over here, he's going to say chayev. Why? So why? So he's saying, because over there we're saying that you'll look at the shmira in two segments. It's like he's doing two. It's like he's doing two things at once, and he's doing a shmira for fire and a shmira for geneva, and we'll evaluate each shmira separately. That's the side over there that says potter, right? So that seems like now we're starting to get into the first svara, right? The opening svara over here of the machlokas on Membez, that the side that says tchilas of b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is potter, is saying that the shomer does maisei shmira, right? He's doing separate acts of shmira, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And provided that what, that the act of shmira that he does is good, then legabe that thing, he's going to be putter.
Right.
So one second. So over here, So by that case, the Shmira he did was good for Geneva. And Geneva happened, so he's Potter.
Right.
The Shmira was bad for fire, but he was lucky, fire didn't happen.
Right.
Right? So we break down the Shmira into a couple of components. He's saying he's doing two Shmiras. And when is a Shomer Chayav? He's Chayav for things that result when his pshia relates to the loss.
Right.
So there, when he did an inferior shmira that resulted in the loss. So over there, in terms of the geneva, he did a good ma'aseh shmira. True in terms of the fire, he did a bad ma'aseh shmira. So he's lucky.
Right, the loss didn't come back from this fire.
The loss didn't come from that. Ella le'inyan oval hocha, but he's saying over here, you can't say that. Ika le'memar, Rashi's not so sure. Rashi's not sure, of course. So you could say. Igala Meimar, Bipshia Mesa. He's not saying we know for sure, right? Rashi is still not saying we know for sure that it was the Agam that did it. But you could say that what? That it died as a result of your negligence. Right? It's over there, you can't say it got stolen as a result of your negligence because the Shmira for theft was good. Right? But over here, you could say its death in the Agam was untimely, and due to your inferior Shmira, in terms of preventing it from going there. She'im hoyisa babayis lo mesa. We could say that word in the house, it would not have died. And if we say that, then obviously your Pshir related to its death. Deshema hevel hamotzei ba'agam kotla. We don't know for sure. So you see that Abaye is saying we're going to throw the weight of the uncertainty on you. We're going to throw the uncertainty on you.
Where's
Hamotzi Mechavero? Yeah.
You're a Pusheya. That's where it is.
So what?
Yeah, but not
so what?
Really.
That's
a good question.
So now it's on you.
It's a good
no,
question.
But you weren't a Pusheya for this thing.
What do you mean? Ken Zion it is.
It's a good question. But Ken Zion is not a Vada. We need a Vada here to be Mo. That's his question. His question is, how can you be Mo to be Mo? Raya? And you're saying, well, maybe there's a Raya, but that's not a Raya.
Oh, yeah.
So his question is, yeah, but still, to extract the money, you should have to be able to prove that it died.
Have you're a Shomer, and it's expected that there's robbers and wolves out there.
But they didn't get him. The robbers and the wolves didn't get him.
Yeah.
I caused you a loss.
Well, what do you mean? You, the object was stolen.
You're saying maybe it was
caused... No. We're talking about the cow.
Okay, the cow. Oh, okay.
Okay. So Abaye is focusing on what? He's saying that over there, you got to look at what? You got to say that the Maisa Shmira is like Maisa Shmira. Right? The Shomer does acts of Shmira.
Right?
And each act of Shmira is evaluated on its own. Okay? But over here, the very act of Shmira that he did could have caused the death. Okay. And that's what he's saying. That's the first step is to get clear what he's saying. I mean, there are problems with it. Because what does that have to do with the fact that you're supposed to legabi ganavim? It still is difficult, but I mean, the first step of understanding is to get clear what he's saying. Okay.
What? Who is saying?
Abaye.
Okay.
Okay.
What does Rava say?
Now this is where the Gemara becomes annoying because neither one addresses the other one's neither one addresses the other one's arguments.
Right.
Because they each say, well, of course, if you hold Tchilas of Pshia of Sof Gonis is Pater, you're definitely going to say Pater over here. No, but Abaye just gave a reason why not to say that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They're never really talking to each other. They each just give their argument without any concern for refuting the other person's argument. Right? So let's see. So what does Rava use for his argument? He says like this. He says, no, on the contrary. That even if you hold by the case of the money, that chilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones chayav, right? No, even if you hold chayav, let's say, right. If you hold pater, then you definitely pater here.
Right.
What about a bias problem? I don't know. But if you say chayav over there, I'll even show you that here you're pater. Why? We have to differentiate the case. How do we differentiate the cases? Like this. Hosom gabi zuzi. Okay. Oval hosom gabi zuzi. Because over here the Malacham Avos doesn't care. But there by the money, im shomrom kehilchosom, if they would have been guarded according to their law, properly, their best way, the kaimlan ksofim ein lam shmira ela bekarka, lo nignavu. So now he's giving each side is giving half of the machlokas of chilasim shiv zavonis.
One thing of shmira.
Okay, good. Let's see. So he's saying that what? If you would have watched them kill chosam, like we say, the only shmira for money is in the karka, and that's a tefach deep. Okay? Then they would not have gotten stolen. They would not have been stolen. Now, even though we hold that it was really a good shmira for Geneva, it was sufficient really for Geneva, right? Miu al yidei shalo shomar kidin shmirasam avdu. Since they weren't watched kidin shmirasam. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean exactly? That's why they were lost. But the para, nothing could have happened. Nothing could have stopped the Malacham Avos. Nothing could have stopped the Malacham Avos. Nothing could have stopped the Malacham Avos.
What I thought it was saying was that because chafira is gonna actually, in other words, like, you know, you could put something in a safe and then you could put it in a safe that's also, you know, fireproof. Like there's
right.
different, there's even though something is technically guarded, you could still have better guardings. So in other words,
sure.
it's yeah, almost sure. like the negligence in regards to the fire, almost.
Now
you
one
know,
second. Now one second. Okay, let me just cut you off one second. Now, in terms of the problem, once we get to Rava. We open up a whole new problem. A whole new problem emerges. Because and the problems are symmetrical. Each one, Abaye and Rava, both have the same problem in the mirror image. A minute ago, Abaye started out his argument by saying, certainly if you hold Tchilos of B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'onis is Chayav over there, you're certainly going to hold the Chayav over here. Implying what? You don't need to make recourse to the fact that maybe the Agam killed it. You don't need to make recourse to the fact that your Maisa was a Pshia in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Because over there, the Maisa was not a Pshia in terms of Geneva. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's even deeper, the problem. Now, as Abaye is saying, the way Abaye is putting it, he's saying, even if you hold, certainly if you hold Tchilas HaPshiyah V'Sof HaBonis over there, you're certainly going to hold Chayav over here. Because it's the same thing. Right? But then he goes on to show how they're different.
Well,
right? Yeah. But the problem is, if you're not going to say that the Agam really killed it, and there was a Pshiyah in the beginning, right? Then why are you chayev? I mean, what is that idea? Why should you be chayev?
I don't understand.
They're not parallel.
Why should you be chayev at all? In other words, Rava will say, in other words, Abaye seems to be offering a different idea. Let me put it this way. When Rava says over here, Tchilas HaPshiyah V'Sof HaBonis is chayev, why does he say a chayev? How has he learned Tchilas HaPshiyah V'Sof HaBonis is chayev in Mem Beis? He's saying because he could have done something more. That's why you're chayev.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Abaye going to learn that you're chayev over there because you could have done something more?
No,
you have to say no.
Potter.
You have to say no. Because then he would need to explain why over here you could have done something more. You could have done something more. So, you understand? He'd have to show you, he wouldn't be able to just let it slide under Tchilas L'Bshiyah Sof Bonus Chayiv. You have to explain why over here. He has to answer the Malachim Ovis Mali Hacham Mali Hasam. All right, maybe it's too much.
No, okay. I we'll need to do more here. I understand what you mean by that.
In other words,
meaning, it seems that according to Abaye, it seems that we would not be concerned with whether the Agam had to do.
Right. You're saying on the basis of just knowing the Yerchai over there, you know the halacha here. Right.
Yeah. But what about the fact that over there the reason why Chayiv is because there was a better Shmirah to do, and over here there wasn't a better Shmirah to do.
What do you mean? Sure there was. Over what? Here you could have locked the gate.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was.
No, because but I'll say, but it just died. Right? I'll say it just died.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yet Abaye would really have to explain, yeah, but it's really, it didn't just die, the Agam really killed it.
But then it's right? Then it's Chasam Shios Avonos.
But he doesn't seem to think it's necessary for that answer to explain how it's related to the Hevel and the Agam.
He would say you're lacking in your Shmir.
But not if Malach HaMavas Malach HaMavas Malach HaSam. No, he doesn't reject the Malach HaMavas Malach HaMavas HaSam thing until the second side, it would seem. The first side, he thinks it's Pasha. You don't even need to think about why it died. All you need to think about is it got out and it died. Right?
Because it's getting out makes you comfortable. Yeah,
something like that,
it's
right?
It's
like
a different.
Because he said he doesn't hold five different. He doesn't hold you five Maisei Shmir. He says you have one Maisei Shmir, which is all encompassing. And once you're negligent in one, you're negligent in the whole thing.
Right.
Your
point is
on you.
Your explanation for each one, for the one that they feel they have to explain, can't be the explanation.
Exactly, of course. Exactly. Right. In other words, each one is giving one side of the machlokes. Abaye is giving one side. He's giving which side? He's giving the side. He's explaining. In other words, Rashi is helping us explain Abaye's understanding of what Chilas L'Bshiyah of Self-Bonus is Pata.
Right.
And Rashi's helping us explain Rava's side of Chilas L'Bshiyah of Self-Bonus Chayav. Right? Now that's obviously not the way each one learns those. Abaye doesn't learn Rava's side the same way, and Rava doesn't learn Abaye's side the same way. So we've got to... For each one, we've got to supply the other side.
Fill in those blanks.
Okay. But let's explore Rava's answer a little bit more. Let's explore Rava's answer, because I think that's fruitful. Let's explore Rava's idea a little more. So what's Rava's idea? He's saying that what?
Could have done a better Shmira.
You could have done a better Shmira. Yeah, but Sof Kol Sof, in terms of the thing that I was doing, it was good.
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, either it was or it wasn't a good Shmira. What does it mean, Kedin? Like,
it's like saying a guy is, huh?
I was just saying, it's not the way the Rava looks at it. Rava doesn't look at it in terms of... He's not explaining that side of the Machlokes.
It's like saying a guy is what? I mean, because he did one thing worse, so the other thing is not good? You know, a guy's a good batter, but he's not a good fielder. So you say he's not a good batter anymore, because he could have been a better fielder. I mean, what do the two things have to do with each other?
He's not a good baseball player.
He's not a good baseball player. Ah, okay. Okay.
He doesn't say that he doesn't have the same division.
He doesn't have this division.
Right.
Okay.
He's in the bigger picture.
Let's look again. Let's look again at Rashi and Membez. Rashi and Membez is like this. He says, even though in terms of Gneva it's a good Shmira, afilu below Kivura, she'en ganovim holchem shom lignov, she'en momon matzui shom, not a good place to look for money. As a ganov, you don't go looking in the bird traps for money.
So it means it's not inferior to carrying.
Mm-hmm. No, it's still good. Two things can be good and one thing could be better. Okay? It's sufficient, but it's not
the best.
A quality, right. Tichiloso bipshia. Now here's the important Rashi. Tichiloso bipshia shema tipol sham dleka. So why are you a posheya? Because a fire could have broken out. Vinimtza posha shelo kovron.
I guess that's
a
fire.
Now you're a posheya because you didn't bury them.
It's two.
Now you're a poshea because you didn't bury them.
But that's the Torah's no.
And hold on. And then what happened? V'sofo be'ones sharei nignivu, right? But if they were buried, they would not have been stolen. So Rashi's trying to show you that what? One second. Rashi's trying to tie it up. He's trying to say it's not fielding and hitting. Right? It's not. It's not like that. That over here, and this is what the riff emphasizes, I think. I think this is what the riff is emphasizing, right? You see what the riff says?
Yeah, no.
The riff says like this. The riff spends a lot of time. A lot of time explaining this. He says, Hani Mili de Natrinu Beorcho Davi Nitirusa. He says, when do we say it's Kiddos of Shia Vasof of Onis Chayov? That's when you guarded it in the proper way. Right? L'inyin midi. In terms of one thing, you did a good shmira. Upshiusa l'inyin midi achrini. And you're a poshea in something else. But that's not the end of the story. There's one more requirement for this. V'ika urcha achriti di ovad lo lo havimoti lo unsa. And there's another shmira that was available. That if you would have done it, this onus would not have occurred.
Which is this?
So no, it's exactly.
I'm saying against the other thing or the one that you did already do an interior shmir.
Against the other thing.
Right, because it would have protected from fire also if you had you buried it.
That's correct. Hilkach afagav de itnis mechayev. So therefore, even though it was an onus, you're going to be chayev. Damrinan ilav de posha bo. Did I skip something?
No.
He loved the posha bo l'inyahu midi, because we'll say if you were not a poshea with that one thing, midi achrina, lo havi moti lo ha'unsa. Something like that.
What does moti mean, literally?
Arrive, come. And that wouldn't have happened. Wouldn't have happened. Kigon, now he's going to plug it in. Ahida minabahu de ifkizuzi gabi chavre osvinu b'tzefira de urvani v'ignavu omar av yosef alfa gadolin ganvi nitirusahu. So now here are the three requirements. In terms of Geneva, it was good. L'inyin nura p'shiusahi. And in terms of fire, it was no good. Mm-hmm. Right? T'chiloso b'pshia v'sof avon eschayev. Why? De'i kavrinu ba'ara, because there was another method available. If you would have buried it in the ground, like Shmuel says, it never would have gotten stolen either. Right? But by the cow, there's no better shmira for Misa. You have two, but you don't have the third. You say, I was a poshea in terms of ganovim and ze'evim. And all types of wild beasts, right? But I was a poshea in terms of ze'evim and ganovim, right? And I was a good shomer in terms of misa. And there was no better shmira I could have done for misa.
What do you mean misa?
There was a.
There's malachim avos, malachim avos.
You're saying there's a better. Whenever there's a better form of shmira available, right? Then you're sort of chayiv in that available one.
Good. Yes.
For which danger?
Doesn't matter.
No,
doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
I don't know, sure this is different on the Rosh. He says that your Shia is subjecting to a place where it's possible that it could get robbed, right?
So let's say.
Let's not worry about
the
Rosh. Let's follow the more fruitful trail.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they're different. The different things.
We don't have to make sure of that now. Don't worry about that. Okay.
So
don't cloud your thinking now. Extraneous thoughts.
So if you take money and you put it in the conical hut and it gets stolen, you'd be cut. But if you took like a gold vase and you put it there and it gets stolen, then you wouldn't be cut.
You mean something that couldn't burn?
Right.
That's correct.
Because you only have the bearing by Kesef.
Okay. So what do we see from Rava? Josh, is your comment?
You kind of addressed it right after.
Okay. Wait. So let's get the formula straight. Let's get the formula straight again. Now we're starting to see Rava's side of Tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa v'ones chayav. Right. That's what we're starting to see now. That what is it? Why are you chayav if, in terms of Geneva, I did a good shmira? What does it matter that in terms of fire, oh, it's a poshea? Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is it, Jeremy? Because now we're going to say that what? Since there's a pshia legabe fire.
Now the gabra is a pshia.
Right. So now, one second, let's not get too global yet. So now what?
Even in terms of
no, you said better before.
There's a better.
So now, and there's a better form of shmira. So now, as a shomer, what is the proper shmira? There's only one proper shmira.
Right,
the karka.
So you have a lack in maisa.
So I have a lack in my maisa shmira. Once I have a lack in my maisa shmira, that's a different story already. I'm not answering this. This is not the big svara. This is not the big svara. This is just what he's saying. What is he saying? What's the logic of his statement? The logic of his statement is like this. He's saying, in terms of Geneva alone, it would be a good Maisa Shmira. Right? But since it's a Pshia in terms of something else, and there's another method that's even better, so now to choose this method is a Pshia. To put them to be shomer the ksofim here is a pshia itself. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there was a better method to choose.
And there is only one ma'aseh shmirah.
Can I ask a question?
There's only one ma'aseh shmirah.
I'm not sure if I understand logic. Would this logic hold if that better method wouldn't help you anything for the second danger? It would be a better shmirah in terms of this.
So that's what he's saying. So but by the cow in the swamp, it's true in terms of fire. It's not a good shmirah. Right? It's true in terms of fire, it's not a good shmira. But what? But in terms of the Malach HaMalach, in terms of the death, there's nothing better you could have done.
You're not worried about fires by cows.
I'm sorry, in terms of theft, it's not a good shmira. Right? In terms of theft, it's not a good shmira. In other words, let's put it this way. There's an unstated requirement. And the harm has to have come, right? Because of the inferior shmira. Okay? In other words, so let's put it like this. Rava's saying, since there's a choice of shmira, there's karka and there's the little bird traps. Okay, these are two types of shmira. One is secure, is fully secure, and one is only half secure, because it's exposing it to some danger. Right? Therefore, he's saying to put it in the less secure situation is overall an act of negligence.
Even in terms of Geneva?
No, you can't ask that question. You can't say even in terms of Geneva. All you can say is, you are instructed to watch my money and protect it. Do prudent acts of protecting my money. Now, if you protect it 50%, from 50% of the dangers, is that a prudent act? No. We don't say, well, in terms of Geneva, it was good, but right? That's
why is it wrong? Why not? Why is that improper
sin? I don't know now. I just want to know what Rava is saying. Okay? I'm still at the point of trying to understand what Rava is saying. And this is what Rava is saying. He's saying, to say that you're a shomer, once you're a shomer, right, we have to evaluate your act of shmira as a whole. And that act of shmira, if there are two choices, one exposes it to some danger and one protects it from all danger, then putting it in the semi-protected spot is an act of negligence, a vanilla flavor negligence, not Geneva negligence, fire negligence. It's just negligence, okay? And let me ask you, did the theft result from putting it here? Yes, it did. That's it. Okay. But by the cow. So then we have our formula. I'm just trying to get what his formula is.
So you apply the formula to the cow?
But by the cow. Was it negligent to let it go into the wilderness where there are marauding animals and scoundrels? Yes! But did the death result from that negligence?
Nope.
No. Father.
We're saying the shmira is lacking only because of the fire and not because of the
correct.
Because there's an alternate place that'll protect it from robbing. But we're still saying he's chayiv because there is a better rabbi. There is a better place. There's another place that he could have put it that it wouldn't have been robbed from.
Exactly.
But I can't see how we can say that. We're playing both sides of the coin.
No, that's a fact. The fact is, buried money doesn't get stolen. Okay? But money that's just hidden under a little birdcage is much. That's a fact. You can't argue with that fact. That's more likely to get stolen than buried under under 6 inches of dirt.
I understand one thing. The point is a rock off. When it comes to the money, we look at the mice issue, right? But when it comes to the cow, we look at whether or not your negligence related to the death of this cow. Why is it switched?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Why is it switched? Oh, because you need both. You need to have a bad mice shmira,
which you didn't have by the cow.
You did have by the cow. And that had to have made you do something else that would have prevented the ultimate harm.
That didn't happen.
So I can't relate what I did to the harm.
But it did happen by the harm.
That had to have forced you to do something that would have prevented the ultimate harm. Because there has to be a cause. There has to be a mice of pshia and a relationship between the pshia and the harm. You need both. So by the money, it's a pshia because there's nothing, because it's semi-exposed. And it's related to the ultimate theft because something else I could have done would have prevented the theft. In other words, there's two things. Am I a poshea? And did my mice of pshia relate to the ultimate harm?
I thought it had to do with the fact that you could have done a better shmira.
No, but you're not chayav to do a better shmira just because it's a better shmira. The only relevance of there being a better shmira is now I can say this mice, which was a pshia, caused the theft. Because if I wouldn't have been a poshea, it wouldn't have caused the theft. Because I wouldn't have been a poshea, I would have buried it. Would it have gotten stolen? No. But by the cow, I'm a poshea, but no matter what I did, the Malach HaMavis would have gotten it. So I'm just a lucky poshea. People are lucky poshim every day of their lives.
It doesn't catch up to the
drivers.
Yeah, Dan.
Okay.
But we're not that far in Rava. We just have one side of Rava. We just have one side of Rava. We have from Rava that in order to be that if you hold Chiloso b'pshia v'sofa b'onis chayov, you're saying that we have to evaluate his Maisa Shmira. And we have to determine if this Maisa Shmira is a pshia. How do we determine that? If it's exposing it to harm.
Right, right.
Okay? If it's exposing it to harm, then it's a Maisa pshia.
No. Only so long as
No, that's the first question. First question is it a Maisa pshia? So if I do something and I expose it to harm, it's a Maisa pshia. Okay? If I do something and I expose it to harm, that's a Maisa pshia. I tell you, guard this money. Right? That means you have to guard it from everything. If you're only guarding it from half the thing, you don't say I'm half a good shomer and half a bad shomer. You're a lousy shomer. Certain things, there are no middle grounds. Right? You're either doing the shmira or you're not doing the shmira. You can't say I'm doing 50% of a great shmira. That's 0%. That's 100% of a bad shmira. Right? So that's like the old joke, you know. They have the statue in the front of the Justice Department with the woman. And she's half covered. So like modesty, you can't have half of modesty, you know. So anyway, that's a pshia, Fox. So that's a pshia, right? So that's a pshia. But then the second question is, did this pshia, did by choosing this inferior method, did I cause the ultimate harm? Okay? That's what we would call a causation question.
According to Rava.
So one second. So if there was a better method that would not have been a pshia, and that method would have prevented the harm, then I can say you've got the whole thing. You've got the pshia and the cause. So by the karka, I could have buried it. But by the cow, I can't fend off the Malach HaMavis.
Wait, but you're asking to the cow.
Which case?
The karka.
I don't know if I would cause is maybe a strong word.
Right,
so but is it related to it?
Right.
Yes, because if I would not have been a poshe, or you can ask
could
the question.
Could you say did it increase the chance?
No. I would say it much more strongly. I'd say, if you were not a poshe, would it have gotten stolen? No, it would not have.
So there has to be
that. So then your pshia caused it to get stolen. Okay? But by the Malach HaMavis, I said, if you would have been holding on to it the whole time, would it have been safe? No, Malach HaMavis would have taken it right out of your hand.
That's about
right. Right.
We're not up to how come he's more concerned that there's...
I'm just saying, I mean, we're taking it right now as that's the definite. The Malach HaMavis
would have
gotten
it. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So in that sense... There's no relationship between the pshia. That's like Tosa says on the prior army. We're not going to do it. But he says, let's say I did a lousy shmirah. I kept the door open to the barn, and I kept a trail of food out to the middle of the street. But the cow just died. He never moved. And he just died. I'd be potter. Why? I was so negligent. But it has zero relationship to it dropping dead in the barn.
Right.
Until the cow just never wanted to leave the barn, even though I did no shmirah at all. I'm a total poshea. But is that related to its dropping dead in the barn? No, because if I would have locked the door, it also would have dropped dead in the barn.
Right.
So
he's punter, but in terms of determining whether the shomer did a misa
negligence.
Yeah, a negligence.
Yes, he's a bad shomer. But he's a bad.
Can you still say he did a lacking mice, even though the result wasn't directly connected?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's punter, but his mice are still lacking.
Absolutely. I would not rehire him.
Okay. So, according to Rob, by the guy who goes your fire, by the huts, by the traps, he says that you have a lacking mice, right? Or you have a mice
that's
a
right?
Right. And it would not. We assume that it wouldn't have happened if you had done the proper mice. Therefore, you're cut.
That's true.
Right.
True.
And it would not have happened. Right.
Right.
Correct.
However, by the cow, right, we say yes, you might have done the mice
shia.
However, we assume that it would not have happened. That it would have happened anyway.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore, you would be cut.
So maybe we'll move into Abai now. So Abai looks at Rava and he says, "That's a very nice story. It's a very nice story." But the only thing is, I say that it wasn't the Malach HaMavis in the Agam. Your whole story depends on the fact the Malach HaMavis would have gotten it. Right? But how do you know? Maybe the Agam killed it.
Right.
Maybe the Agam killed it. So what are they arguing about? At this point, what are they arguing about?
It sounds like I'm cloaking Matthias.
Yeah.
Right.
The weirdest possible kind.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Sure.
Right. Okay, so
is that reneging on Kedarka?
Kedarka, like I was telling Aaron, Kedarka just means factually, if you would report it, you wouldn't say that there was any apparent cause. But, you know, it could be an unapparent cause. Kedarka is just a description of how it died. Nothing happened to it. It didn't, there wasn't a big plume of smoke and it choked for a second and dried dead. It just was walking along in the Agam and it died.
So the question is, how does Malach HaMavis, how does Hevel,
you neg on Malach HaMavis. Yeah, what are they arguing about? I know everyone would agree if it was definitely Hevel, it wasn't Malach HaMavis. But they're like arguing on the chances. I said that's why I say like this. So this is really the idea I'm trying to get forward. And I'm going to give you the idea, just in an abstract sense. And we'll think about it. Maybe we'll think about it for today. And we'll see if we can plug in all of the cases into these ideas. Okay, and we'll see if it works out.
We don't have to do
not now. Oh, Abaye? Well, Abaye is not really helping us so much. Right? Abaye is not really helping us so much. Well, no, actually, you're right. We could do one side of Abaye, right? We can do the side of Abaye.
Like
I mean, we can do the other side for Rava. Yeah, that's true. We don't really have a formula for Abaye. Abaye doesn't really leave us with a formula. He just leaves us with a sort of obvious statement. With a fairly obvious statement. That if your Pshia is related to the demise, you're Chayev. I mean, that's fairly obvious.
What is related?
But one second, but David is right that what? In other words, Rav is saying that what? Tchilas of a pshia. Are you right? I'm not sure if you're right now. I don't know if you right. What were you going to
say? I don't know what to say for Abaye. I'm saying.
Abaye, Rashi doesn't really explain Abaye's side other than saying that you're chayav even if you hold your putter over there, right?
Right.
Right.
And we don't really know why you'd be putter over there. But so Rav is just telling us why you're chayav over there.
Right. Why you'd be putter over where? Over.
By the bird cages.
By be putter by the bird cages? And Abaye holds. Abaye agrees with Melandarmo says you're chayav over there.
No, Abaye
tells you why, even according to when it says putter, you'd be chayav in case of the cow.
Right. Oh, so we said over there because over there it was two Maisei Shmira.
Right.
He split up the Maisei Shmira.
Because you knew.
Right.
Yeah.
He split the Maisei Shmira.
But over here, you're Pshia led to Misa.
So that's true. That's one thing that we do have. But we sort of have like a half a picture of Abaye and half a picture of Rav. I was saying from Abaye's first half, we'll say you're putter because you break up the Maisei Shmira, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Jeremy. We break up the Maisei Shmira. And Abaye and Rav's second half say you're chayav because you don't break up the Maisei Shmira. But it's still hard. Okay, so let me give you this chakira. let me give you chakira. Chakira in Shmira. There are different types of shomrim, right? There are different types of shomrim. And like Rashi says, if you're a shomer chinam, then an ones, gneva is an ones. If you're a shomer socha, gneva is not an ones.
What's the difference between those two things?
Whether you're paid or whether you're not paid. Right? If you're a paid shomer, then gneva is an ones, you're putter. Right? And if you are a paid shomer, Geneva is not an ones. Yechayev. Tosus on Mem Beis is even not sure if the guy is a paid shomer, even if he buries it, he might be chayev. But
why wouldn't you be? I mean, that might
did,
be the Shmira Kedin,
like
but it doesn't
you
matter.
Say that's like an ones.
Yeah, but at a certain point.
Because an ones, the shomer socher is putter for an ones. So you might say if he did the ultimate, then it's just like an ones. Right? But anyway, so there are certain cases, depending on what type of shomer, there are certain cases where the guy is going to fail and be putter. Okay? In other words, he will not return the object and he'll be putter.
Right.
Why is a shomer putter? Why is a shomer chinam putter when he doesn't return the object because of Geneva? Why is he putter? Why is he putter? Or in general, why is a shomer putter on the things he's putter for?
Well, he was unavoidable.
No, because okay. It's not unavoidable.
It's
the other
case.
It's
hard to say it's unavoidable because one guy is tired,
right.
One guy is not.
He's
working
for free.
What they're charged
to
pay.
He's trying his best. He's working for free. So why could you have to get
a free? I'm not taking the shomer. I'm not taking the poor shomer chinam. I'm taking anybody. You guys are ruthless shomer socher. But there's certain things he's going to be putter on.
Because it's a question of you can only be chayav.
What do you chayav?
You can only be chayav on that which you were charged to guard against. So I don't mean literally in the sense charged, but so it could be a point. It doesn't mean actually paid for it. But so when we say you're negligent, you can only be negligent in that which you had a responsibility.
So the first question. So David says, let's shift the question. Let's ask the question this way: what is the shomer obligated to do?
Only exactly. Capable, obviously.
Obviously.
The Shomer Chinam is capable of doing what the Shomer Sachar does. He's just not obligated. It wouldn't be Pshia for him if he doesn't do it.
We're talking about Shomer in general, right? Not is a general clause in Shomer.
Yes.
Pshia is
when I give the Shomer the object.
When
I give the Shomer the object, what am I telling him?
Take
you ever go? You ever drive your car up in the garage? They tell you like in 20 different ways. We're not doing anything. Right? But in general, when you give a guy something to watch, what are you telling him to do?
You're saying make sure
it, to watch it.
Watch
one
it.
Answer is to watch it.
Guard it.
Return it to me. That's the question. That's the chakira. When I give the shomer something, what am I telling him to do? Am I telling him I want it, return it to me? Or am I telling him, do a good shmira? So if I tell him, return it to me, then you'll have to say, why is he putter if he didn't return it to me? The Torah gave him certain peturim. He failed. When I give the shomer my object and he does not return it to me, and it was an ones, let's say, according to Robbie's way of looking at it, he failed, but he's forgiven.
He failed,
but he's forgiven. And according to the other way, he did not fail. He was a 100% All-star Shomer.
What benefit is it to the owner by him just watching it? What does he want him to do exactly by watching it?
Ultimately, okay, so let's put it another way. Let's say I'm a Shomer Chinam, okay? So if it gets stolen, why am I Pater according to the other way? Because that was the extent of the Shmira that I charged him with. I charged him with a Shmira of not just letting the thing wander off, but I never charged him with a Shmira of guarding it from theft. So there are different Shmiras. But if he's a Shomer Sachar, I charged him with a different Shmira. Okay? Now obviously, the point of the Shmira is to prevent the harm that would occur if the Shmira wasn't there. But the job that he's doing is a Maisa Shmira. That's the job he's doing. The job he's doing is a Maisa Shmira, and he's putter as long as something that occurred doesn't invalidate his Maisa Shmira.
Is there multiple Maisa Shmira?
You mean depending if he's just Shomer Sachar or Chinam?
I'm saying any of them. You're saying that there's multi levels?
We're not on that level of Diuk. We're not on that level of Ian. We're just approach, broad approach.
So I don't understand. So what is this in terms of what you said? That which side is that? Is that the give it back to me or is that the watch me side?
So the one you're saying?
No. What Robbie was saying.
Oh, Robbie's saying give it back to me side. So that's the way it would go. So if I said watch it, if the job is watch it, so then we'll have to say logically, why are you putter? Because it happened above your level of Shmira.
Right.
Right? Why did it happen? How could it be your putter? Your putter because your Shmira was not designed to prevent what occurred.
Right?
If my Shmira is not designed to prevent what occurred, I'm putter. But the give me back side is going to say that depending on whether the guy is getting something out of it, not getting something out of it, we afford him more forgivenesses.
Then aren't you saying there should be no, according to one side, there should be no differences between any kind of Shmira? The second side, there are differences. Meaning
in terms of
levels.
One side, that's right. Halacha, there's not going
to
be a difference.
Right, there has to be multiple levels according to both.
That's right.
You're saying one's inherent and one's secondary.
One is...
So one's inherent in the Shmira. Shmira is a multifaceted thing.
Let me explain the importance of what I'm saying. Okay? The importance of what I'm saying is whether we, so to speak, are putting the Shomer on the defensive. You understand? In other words, if when he comes back empty-handed, we can say, Vada, you're a failure.
He's on the defensive.
Now it's his obligation to prove his defense. You understand? If the job is to return it, but there are things that we will forgive you for... But once you come back empty-handed, you vada failed. Now the burden should be on you to show a defense.
Correct.
Whereas if I say that you just have to do a Maisa Shmira, there's no evidence that you failed in your Maisa Shmira, because even a good Maisa Shmira, sometimes these things happen. You understand? I'm trying to take that fact that was so troublesome that we don't know, and why should we assume one way or the other way, and I'm trying to show you, well, it might make a big difference if you can put the guy on a different standing when he comes back empty-handed. If when he comes back empty-handed, he's considered a failure, and now he has to prove that he didn't, that he has a patur, then maybe he's not a good enough proof. But if, right? To think it over. Think over the chakira and see if we can plug it, if we can work it out. And that's why, by the way, they were each so emphatic. Because it's not just a one din. It's not an isolated din
right. Over
here. It's the whole definition of Shmira.
Right.
So Rava and Abaye are both saying, if you don't catch this chilek over here, you don't know where a Shomer is.
According to this, so this...
Right?
This chilek is broader than which kind of Shomer you are, right? You could